power. The U.S. government could be in dire straits very soon as the countdown for a possible shutdown has begun. President Barack Obama has warned the nation about the ramifications of a government shutdown.
Office buildings would close, paychecks would be delayed, vital services that seniors and veterans, women and children, businesses and our economy depend on would be hamstrung. Business owners would see delays in raising capital, seeking infrastructure permits, or rebuilding after Hurricane Sandy. Veterans who've sacrificed for their country will find their support centers unstaffed. Tourists will find every one of America's national parks and monuments, from Yosemite to the Smithsonian to the Statue of Liberty, immediately closed. And of course, the communities and small businesses that rely on these national treasures for their livelihoods will be out of customers and out of luck.
With hours left, the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives has approved another emergency funding bill. However, the Democratic-led Senate is almost certain to reject the motion, leaving this year's U.S. budget up in the air. If the two chambers cannot agree within the next few hours on legislation to provide government funding, agencies will begin shutting down many programs on Tuesday, the start of the new fiscal year. Well, let's cross over to Washington. Our correspondent Colin Campbell is there to tell us a bit more. Now, Colin, last-ditch efforts are being made to get this spending bill approved. Tell us a bit more about what's happening right now.
Well, the House just passed a measure, but that will go to the Senate. It'll most likely fail. The reason for this is the House wants to delay the Affordable Care Act, which they also call Obamacare, the president's health care law, which goes into effect at midnight for Tuesday. They want that to be delayed by a year. The president and the White House, most Democrats, they don't want any delay to this. They want it to start right now. They've already pushed back the employer mandate for many businesses in the country. They said it's just not ready for a corporate rollout just yet, so they've delayed that program. But as far as individuals are concerned, they said they want that to start on the day that it was planned and legislated to start. That would be October 1st, a Tuesday here, and Republicans want to delay that for a year so it will become a political issue. As you know, next year we have midterm elections. If the healthcare plan is delayed by a year, they could use that as a big wedge issue when it comes to votes and their constituents who they want to be elected in office the next go round.
So, Colin, is it literally just Obamacare that's the bone of contention here? Or are there other issues as well that need to be sorted out?
Oh, there are a lot of issues that need to be sorted out, but the biggest issue is Obamacare or the President's Health Care Act. In fact, there is a stipulation that the House had passed, and I'm not sure if it was in this continuing resolution, but it has been in previous versions and proposals, that the President and the administration would also have to subscribe to the Affordable Care Act, which is absolutely ludicrous, according to the White House and the top aides, if they were forced into a program that they already had health care coverage from. Why would they need to enroll in a new program? So that was one of the things that House Republicans had put on this proposal. Of course, Democrats rejected that. And of course, we have been talking about how this program would be defunded, how House Republicans wanted to fund this bill, because they say it's really a crushing blow to a lot of small businesses who are trying to emerge. They say this is stifling business, and that's why it needs to be eliminated. If this part was not a major issue, I believe that legislation would have been passed already. A lot of these other issues, these sweetheart deals that they're making, that's going to become a big issue coming up in a couple weeks on the debt limit. But the government shutdown and the debt limit, although they are very coincidentally close together, they're two separate issues. And right now, the big issue is the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare.
Okay, our correspondent Colin Campbell there joining us from Washington. Colin, thank you for those comments there.